You're listening to SBS News.
Another plane touching down in India, bringing desperately needed medical supplies to help the nation combat COVID-19. Over 1,000 ventilators and 43 oxygen concentrators among items to arrive from Australia. In the last 24 hours, India has recorded another record number of coronavirus deaths, over 3,780. Daily infections have exceeded 382,000. With a shortage of COVID-19 vaccines, the government's principal scientific advisor, K. Vijayan Raghavan, expects the infection to wreak havoc for some time.
A phase 3 is inevitable, given the high levels of circulating virus. But it's not clear on what time scale this phase 3 will occur. Hopefully, incrementally, but we should prepare for new waves.
In a move that could help address shortfalls in vaccine supply, United States President Joe Biden has announced his administration will support a proposed temporary waiver on intellectual property rights on COVID-19 jabs. The US, along with Britain and the European Union, previously blocked negotiations at the World Trade Organization on the issue. Two of the biggest vaccine makers, Moderna and Pfizer, are US companies. India and South Africa brought forward the waiver proposal aimed at helping developing countries produce shots using the IP of pharmaceutical companies. It's been backed by dozens of other countries. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden supports increasing global manufacturing.
We take intellectual property incredibly seriously. We also, though, are in the midst of a historic global pandemic, which requires a range of creative solutions, and we're looking at it through that prism.
Canada has become the second nation in the world to authorize the use of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for children aged 12 to 15. Algeria permitted its use in this cohort last month. Health Canada's chief medical advisor, Dr. Supriya Sharma, says the jab is safe and effective in the younger age group.
Approximately 20% of cases of COVID-19 in Canada have been reported in people under the age of 19. While younger people are less likely to experience serious cases of COVID-19, having access to a safe and effective vaccine will help control the disease's spread to their families and friends, some of whom may be at higher risk of complications. It'll also support the return to a more normal life for our children, who have had such a hard time over the past year.
Health officials in the United States say a decision to allow the vaccination of younger people there is expected very soon. The World Health Organization has announced it will set up a pandemic early warning system in Germany. Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says it will aim to enhance cooperation between countries and scientific institutes and to assist in identifying early indications of a possible pandemic.
It is a fact of nature that there will be more viruses that will emerge with the potential of sparking epidemics or pandemics. Viruses move fast, but data can move even faster.
The hub will be based in Berlin. German Health Minister Jens Spahn says it will prevent future global pandemics.
In our highly interconnected world, pandemic risks need to be identified as early as possible to prevent rapid global transmission of an infectious disease, as we have all witnessed and still do with COVID-19. While we all have made progress in developing public health intelligence and risk analysis capacities, a globally concerted approach under WHO's leadership must be firmly established.
The Nepalese government has deployed a team to investigate yet-to-be-confirmed cases of coronavirus at the Mount Everest base camp. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation says it's seriously concerned about media reports of cases at the remote site. While in Indonesia, 5 people have been arrested on suspicion of reusing COVID-19 test kits on passengers at the international airport in North Sumatra. The alleged scam was uncovered late last month. Police claim the five washed and repackaged nasal swabs and used them on travellers starting in December. They're alleged to have made a profit of over $2,500 a day. The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language. Visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.